Hello, everybody. I'm Tunch Ilkin of Steelers.com with Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation. Now, you've heard defensive coordinator Keith Butler say this many, many times, that pressure and coverage go hand in hand. And we're going to give you a great example of that on this very play where the Steelers get the sack. Now, you got a three wide receivers look by the Cincinnati Bengals. There's Mohamed Sanu. There's A.J. Green. And down here is Marvin Jones. Here's Tyler Eifert. Well, the Steelers are going to be in man coverage at the top. You've got Antoine Blake and you've got Brandon Boykin here. Here's Mike Mitchell. He's going to play over the top, probably because that's where A.J. Green is. Over on this side, you got Will Allen and Will Gay. So here's what's going to happen. You will see that on this particular play, you will see a vertical route here, a vertical route here, and then a shallow cross by Marvin Jones right here. And then Tyler Eifert is going to come out here and do an in-cut. And he's going to be covered by Will Gay. At the snap of the ball, let's take a look at how this works out. You see the blitz right here. Here is Lawrence Timmons. He's coming on the blitz, and we're going to continue to let that play go. And there's a shell, Chris. I'll say this. Right now, Ryan Shazier does a great job of finding Marvin Jones on that shallow cross. And as soon as Marvin Jones looks inside, he sees the pocket collapsing. So instead of it continuing out, he stops. Now look at this great coverage right here. Stride for stride, Brandon Boykin. Stride for stride with A.J. Green and Antoine Blake. And one of the things the Bengals love to do is they love to run all vertical routes because they want to pressure you on the deep ball. Great coverage right here by Will Gay. Here's Will Allen just waiting in the middle. And here's Mike Mitchell. Mike Mitchell is way back. He wants to make sure he sees the entire field. And let's look at what's going on back here. The pocket has collapsed. Here comes Lawrence Timmons. He's got a shot, misses him. But the rest of guys, the posse shows up. James Harrison gets a sack. Now, we're going to take a look and see why this is effective from the end zone. The Steelers are going to run what we used to call a 3-U game. And it's a three-man game. So you're going to see Cam Hayward go up this way. And here comes Stephon Tuitt. And from here, you're going to see James Harris loop all the way around. And Lawrence Timmons is going to come. That's going to be with a mic call or a mo call, as we used to call it. At the snap of the ball, here comes, he flips it. Now, when Ryan Shazier bluffs it, Giovanni Bernard stops right here. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys on 3 guys and nobody on Lawrence Timmons. This is a great blitz. And Lawrence Timmons, watch, he's talking to himself right there because he had a chance to make that sack, and he missed it. Look at it. He's down here. He's talking to himself, and he's thinking, I had a sack 8 yards deep, and I missed it. And that's what makes this defense great. I think Keith Butler's been doing a great job of calling them, and these guys have been getting after it.